The Zmanim are different between the two Shtoros. Hashbam says, well, ain Zmanim shall poshit, because Zmanim shall makushav. Dilu Zmanim shall poshit, imichtav bishonu rishonu shomer amelech. If you write it the first year, the king gets up, Eimonim lo yele shono. You only say his first year. Shtayim oinu lo shtayim. That's loch about regular shtar poshit, like the Gemara says. Let's see the Gemara. Faloy ainu doime Zmanim shall zel, Zmanim shall zeh. Poshut, a regular star, a straight star. Melech, shona, moinin loy shona, the first year, it's called as the first year of his reign. Shtaim, if it's the second year, moinin loy shtaim, called the second year of his reign of the king. But Makusha, when we make a get Makusha though, Melech, shemolach shona, if he reigned for a year already, moinin loy shtaim, we count already the second year. That was the minig, that I get Makusha. Shtayim, if he reigned already for 2 years, Munim le Gimel, we count already the third year. So the Shtoros have two different Zmanim. So how could you say from a Get Mekusha, we could open it up and make it into a Get Poshud, it would have the wrong date? The Rishpam says, the Chol made this Takon, the Lichta, the Mekusha, Keminig Huma, Kedei Lose, Chilukim Harba, we should have a lot of differences in the two different types of Shtoros. And therefore the Gemara is the Kasha of a Zimna, we have to be afraid sometimes the Yazif Mine Zuzi Ben Mekusha. Sometimes you lend somebody money with a Shtar Mekusha, and therefore you write like a day later in it. Well, Misra Mile Zuzi, you come out that the labor received money in between Bene Yopole, and he paid up his chayv. The Yomale Havli Shtar, so Leivis Mesay to the Malva, listen, give me back my Shtar, I paid you up the money. The Yomale Yirchusli, and the Malva will say, listen, I lost my Shtar, and therefore the cost of Le Tavra, he'll say, you know what, instead I'll write you back a receipt. I'll write you a receipt that you paid me back the money this year. Now the Chimot is in there, when it comes the time though, Mishav Yile Poshet. Let's be afraid now this Malva will hold on to this Shtar, that this year was written the third year of the king, even though really it's only the second year. So what he's going to do is he'll wait till next year, till it becomes really the third year, and then he'll open up that star and make the star into a star poshet. V'yomalei hani hashta diyasus minoi. And listen, you lent money from me like now. So what happened last year was last year. But I have a star that now I lent you again $100. So the Marvel will be able to collect the money again. Says so. How could you tell me you're allowed to make a star makusha into a star poshet? We have to be afraid the Marvel will collect the money twice. Someone says, no, Kisavar, he holds, I'll tell you, Kisavar, in case from Shaver, that you did not write a receipt. In the case of the Malva does not return back the Shtar, the Lev does not have to pay up. Now the Gemara is the question, therefore there's no chashas that this would happen. Therefore it's good the Mishnah that he says it's possible to make a Get Mekusher into a Get a Poshet. Now the Gemara is the kasha, O mi boki Rebbe be Mekusher, was Rebbe such a boki with a Get Mekusher that he's able to say the Yom Zmanu Shozeh, like Zmanu Shozeh, like Rebbe was the one that asked the Kasha. They have two different type of dates. Is it true that Rebbe knew so much about a Get Mekusha? For Yehu, Mekusha was a Get Mekusha. The Yosel came to the Rebbe. They came in front of Rebbe. The Yom Rebbe said, Shtam Uchazeh. This is a Shtam Ucher. Like it's a Shtar written with the wrong date on it. So you see, he didn't know the halachas about what type of a date you write in the Shtam Mekusha. The Yomalei Zainin, the Rebbe and Zainin, how to say back with the Shema Rechochem to Rebbe, Yishno Kachman Hoga Shalom Azu, that this is the minig, how they write down it by the Goyim, that Molach Shona Moinin Leshtayim, even though the king only reigned 1 year, they write down 2 years. Shtayim, if he reigned 2 years, Moinin Leshalish. So the Chur, you see, Rebbe himself did not know the halachis of his man of Ishtar Makusha. Zmar says, true. But the boss of the Shaman, Mizainin, after Rebbe was Mekabel from Zainin, then so rude that he himself accepted it and he himself understood it, so that's why he was able to say that the Zmanim of the Shtoros are different. Now the Gemara says, who Shtoros? There's a Shtar that because of the day, Bishnas Ploini Orchon, in the year of Orchon, in this year, there was a Shtar, Rashbam says, Posha, the regular Shtar, that because of the day, Bishnas Ploini Orchon, means Loiva Ploini mi Ploini, Reuven lent money from Shimon. Didn't say how many years of the king it was. It was a first, a second year, a third. Arkon Zeh Melech just says of the king, but didn't say which year of the king. So such a shtad of the Kosovbe Bishnas Pleini Orchon. So Omar Rabbi Chanino Yivdug, let's check out Emesai Omad Orchon. When did Orchon become a king? Biyar Kenusei. In other words, let's be brutal. When did he become a king? It must probably, this shtad was written the first year he became a king. Fred Gemara Vedilma, though, let's be afraid. Vedilma Diorach Machusei. Maybe he is a king a long time already. In other words, Rashi Rashbam says, Kloima liyacha sherech umola kamashonim lova pleni zemi pleni lo yitov lo kukas elo mikan labo. Like, who said they wrote the shtar when he first became a king? Maybe he's a king already 10 years, and they first wrote the shtar this year. So you don't know exactly what date, which year it was written, which year this shtar was written in. So it says, Amar Rabbi Yishia, kach min hoga shel umazu. This is the meaning of this kingdom, that shana rishana koron le archon. The first year of the king, they call him archon. Shniya koron le digun. The second year of his kingdom, they call him digun. That's like the second year. So therefore, if it was written archon, it means the first year. For the Gemara v'dilma avuri avruo vod yukmua, maybe they took him off from being a king, and then they put him back again. So therefore, maybe Arkun means the first year, the second time. And maybe this loan took place a long time ago. If they do such a thing like that they take him off and put him back again, even though it's the first year, that they call Arkun Digun Korele. They don't just call it Arkun. The kids said they call it Arkun, that means that's the first year of his reign. Tana Rabbanan, we learn like this. If somebody says, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir, Sasum Chesaymer, Hina Achas. If he says the word Hina, that means he wants to be one time. Wants to be one Zman, one time a Nazir. Kleima, Rashbam says, Im Leipirish, Kama Niziris, Nazir, Vyam Hareini Nazir, Hina Haino Ziris Achas, Ashleshim Yem. He just meant to say he wants to be one time a Nazir for 30 days. What about Digun? If he says the word Harein and Nozir, Digun, Stein, he means to be two times, 60 days. Trigun, if he says the word Trigun, then we say Gimel, he means to be a Nozir, three times. Titrigun, if he says that, Arbo, that means four times he wants to be a Nozir. And the Pantigun, that's Chamish, then we say he means he wants to be five times a Nozir. That's the way they used to speak, and therefore each time extra is adding, he means to say another time. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Bayis Ogul, a house that's round. Bayis Ogul. Digun, if he says Digun, Trigun, Pantinton, is Einem Metama Ben Goyim. Any one of these houses, they're not Metama Ben Goyim. A round house, or it only has two, or it has Trigun, three walls, or else Panigun, five walls, five walls though, that's not Metama. Matrigan, if it has the four walls, Matama bin Agoyim, a bias has to have four walls, then it's Matama bin Agoyim. So Gemara says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this from? The Tana Rabbanim learned like this. Lamalo Aiman, above the Pasuk says, Kir Kirois Ishtaim, means two walls in the Pasha of Nagoyim. Lamata on bottom, it says, Aiman Kir Kirois also says the same thing, Ishtaim, again two times. Has a Reikan Abo, from here we learn out, you have to have four walls to the house. Then this house could be Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. But if you do not have four walls, if you have less or more than that, then the house is not Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. Mor says, Ahu, Mekusha, there was a get Mekusher, the Yosel came the Rebbe, they came in front of Rebbe, the Yomer Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Ein Zman Bezir, I don't see a Zman, a date in Vishtar, Ein Zman Bezir. Oh, Malay Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe the Rebbe, Shema Ben Sharif Muvla, maybe the date was like in between the folds, in between the sewing up of the shtar. So Pliya, the Tak opened up the shtar, and then the Chazayu, and he saw the Zman in the shtar. Chazayu, Hoda Chozabe, then he was able to see the Zman in the shtar. So, the Chazayu, so Hoda Chozabe, Rebbe Bishusis, like Rebbe was embarrassed, like he said it wasn't the Zman, and then it came out it was the Zman. Omale, he said back to him, Kalavano Kisavtiya. did I myself write this? So he felt embarrassed. So Rashbam says, one shot that he felt embarrassed because he didn't want to have a get mukusha written. He wanted rather to be a get poshet. So Amalei said back to him, Lava no kesaftia, wasn't I that wrote it. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda chayta kasvei, was somebody else that wrote it. So therefore, don't feel bad. He is the one that wrote up Rabbi Rashi's kach shema, that was the name of the sefer. He's the one that wrote the shtar mukusha. Amalei said back to him, Klach miloshen hara zeh, go away from this loshen hara. In other words, don't tell me who is the one that wrote up this shtar mukusha. Zimnin, one time it happened, had the Yosef Kaimi was sitting in front of him for Karposik Sidra B'Sefer Tillim. And they were learning a Sefer Tillim, they were writing it, they were staying over a Sefer Tillim. Omar Rebbe said, Kama miyushar ksav zeh, like how nice and how straight this ksav is, how nice it was written. Omalais, he said back to him, Lava no kesavish, no, I myself didn't write it. Yehuda Chayte Kasve, it's the Sefer, Yehuda Chayte, he's the one that wrote the Sefer Tillim. He's the one that knows how to write so well, he could write so clear, so straight. So again, Rabbi said, Omalei, Klach Miloshen Hara Zeh, go away from this Loshen Hara. So Mara said, like, what's wrong with this? Bishlei Mahosim, the first time, Mika Loshen Hara, that he wasn't supposed to write a Get Mekusha, he should have wrote a Get Poshet. But since he wrote a Get Mekusha, he could say that was maybe Loshen Hara. Elohocho, my Loshen Hara, but over here, what's the Loshen Hara? I'm just saying over how nice this Sefer was written. You're telling me true, it's Rabbi Yehuda Chayte, he's the one that wrote it. So what's the Lashon Hara? I'd be saying something nice about him. He's saying that he's a good Sefer. He knows how to write very well. So what's the Lashon Hara over here? So Gemara says, Mishum de Rav Dimi, because according to Rav Dimi, the Tony Rav Dimi, we learned Rav Dimi said, Achvo de Rav Safra, the brother of Rav Safra, that Lo'ilom ayisapa rodim b'toivose shachaveroi. A person should not even talk about the good of his friend. Because once you start talking about the good of the person, you should know you may come to talk about his bed also. It's also considered like you get into Lashon Hara. And Omar Rav Amram Omar Rav, Shalish Averis Einod Nitzum Hem B'chol Yom. Three type of Averis a person cannot hold himself back. He can't hold himself back every day. One is Hira Avera. A person thinks about doing Avera. Some of the said this goes on here as Znus. Person thinks about Znus. V'iyun Tfila. He looks into Tfila. What does that mean? Rashbam says, Yesh Meforshim Shilacha Shispalol. If the person davens to Hashem, Dan Belibri thinks into his heart, Shishalom Rekodesh Baruch Hashoroi. That Kodesh Baruch right away should pay him back his reward. V'yasa Kodesh Baruch Hashorokov. V'yishma Tfilosa Lefish Shispalol Bekabono. Person thinks like that, and that's not so nice, not supposed to think that way. Supposed to know what if Hashem listens good, and if not, but you're not supposed to like feel as if, since I daven good, I'm waiting for you, Hashem, let me see you listen, you better listen back to me. That's also called like a chet. And the third one is v'loshen hara. For the Gemara, loshen hara, sagadaitach, like the havim in the Gemara is, you say everybody talks loshen hara. Outright loshen hara, people don't talk. And the Gemara, in Zmana Chazal, that was a kasha to the Gemara, that not everybody talks Lashon Hara. So Gemara says, Enechnami, Ella, what it means to say is, Avak Lashon Hara. That's hard for people to watch themselves. That's what